Good morning. I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Grizzly Creek fire is now more than 32,000 acres and about 61% contained. A new incident management team based in Alaska took over firefighting efforts yesterday, about 2.5 weeks after the fire began. With rains forecasted for the area, the National Weather Service put the burn zone under a flash flood watch yesterday evening. Precipitation could cause floods or falling debris in the area. Fire officials say higher humidity has helped firefighters manage the blaze, but rainfall could cause floods or mudslides in areas where plants and soil were charred by the flames. Meanwhile, a small fire north of the Rifle Gap Reservoir is burning at 28 acres. A spokesman for the White River National Forest says it's now 30% contained. At least one Coloradan will be on hand when President Donald Trump accepts the Republican nomination for president tonight. Lauren Boebert is the Republican candidate hoping to capture the state's 3rd congressional district seat, and she says she will be at the White House as Trump makes his case for re-election. The political newcomer met with President Trump just after her primary win over incumbent Representative Scott Tipton.
He's incredible, and he's excited that I'm going to be fighting with him.
Boebert says she is a strong supporter of Trump. She will face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush this November in the general election. You can hear NPR's coverage of the Republican National Convention tonight on Aspen Public Radio. Colorado's governor has created a new temporary initiative within the Department of Local Affairs to examine housing instability because of the pandemic. The Special Eviction Prevention Task Force will work in partnership with the Division of Housing's Strategic Housing Working Group. Members will present its findings and recommendations to the governor within 30 days of the task force's first meeting. Aspen City Council member Skippy Mesero is one of 10 members of the group. The Secretary of State's office says supporters of a statewide paid medical leave program gathered enough signatures to get their cause on the November ballot. Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
If it passes, workers and their employers would pitch in an equal amount to pay for the benefit. The premiums would equal about 1% of a worker's salary each year. In return, parents could take up to 12 weeks off to care for a newborn, while other workers could take paid time off to care for sick relatives. Some Democratic state lawmakers have tried to create such a program in recent years, but their efforts failed after opponents argued it would amount to a new tax and could hurt small businesses. Supporters say workers should not have to choose between getting a paycheck or receiving medical treatment, such as chemotherapy. If it passes, the program would start in 2023 and apply to all employees in Colorado, except for federal workers. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.